Controversy rages over Steve Irwin video. 6th of September 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNNews. Bushwhack, Australia. Steve Irwin's family and friends have expressed concerns over the videotape, which recorded his death off the Great Barrier Reef a few days ago. John Staten, Irwin's manager and close friend, told American television that he is worried perverts and sickos will want to view the footage in order to get their rocks off. According to John Fatarzi, president of the American Society of Perverts, Staten is 100% correct. Quote, "We perverts have a definite need to vicariously participate in other people's pain, and Irwin's death is no different," unquote, said Fatarzi. Quote, "We can only hope the network news anchors will show the tape soon. Otherwise, one of our members will be forced to leak it to the internet," unquote. When asked if the tape would be shown, most network newscasters had a similar response. Quote, "We need to show as much blood and gore as possible," unquote, claimed Anita Enema, the head producer of an American show, news show, and internet gossip slash child pornography site. Quote, "Ratings are good for business. People want to see disgusting things over and over and over again. It satiates their uncivilized subconscious desire to witness the dirty laundry of others," unquote. Of course, Irwin's family and friends have refused to comply. Staten has turned the film over to the Australian police and expressed his desire to see it destroyed. According to Fatarzi, quote, "We think the Irwin's family is being incredibly selfish with that tape. We have member perverts in the Aussie Society who work for the police. I expect the film to be uploaded in a few hours, and then we'll show the world our true colors," unquote. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UNNews. Thank you for suffering.